I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Happy Tuesday to you. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the man. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig on the ones and twos. And you rolling up with us, getting involved with the program via the text line, 713-572-4610. And as always, appreciation to the Mocarum Injury Lawyers for the live streams. On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston, John Lopez. That's not how I anticipated starting the show, but you know what? Yeah. I should anticipate the unexpected whenever we do a crosstalk.
Absolutely. Yeah, nobody's drunk here either, so that's
not good. Yet, at least.
Yeah, we're starting. No, man, big Tuesday, big news day yesterday, even though you may not have noticed it, huh?
Yeah. And it's funny because it's one of those kind of transactions for the Texans. I imagine we're talking about the same thing
yes.
here. It's one of those transactions for the Texans that's easily not paid attention to, but I think it signals big things. Mm-hmm. So at least for the moment being, because I could see this being one of those waived, but also with an opportunity to return, whether practice squad or something other. Happy trails to Jakob Johnson. The fullback was released in order to clear space for Cody Schrager, the second-year running back out of Missouri, to jump onto this roster. Mind you, I believe he has one carry when it comes to his career, running back carry, and the rest of his plays have been on special teams. Mm-hmm. Make of that what you will. But it feels like, John Lopez, that this is some level of indication of a not-so-quiet, but kind of quiet issue that the Texans are dealing with, which is running back depth.
Yeah, I'm sure you get the same emails I get. You know, Texans transactions, and then you scroll through it. Okay, who got waived? Who got practice squad? You know, et cetera. I looked at this one, and I went, okay, this is maybe a little more significant than a lot of people will give it credit for, because you mentioned it, Cody Schrader in, off waivers. So that means he has to go to 53. That's important. He's going to the 53-man roster.
Which I imagine is why Jakob Johnson ends up being the man who takes the fall. I mean, you have a lot of quote-unquote running backs. Obviously, you have two guys who are essentially fullbacks. And maybe they were like, all right, we can maneuver this. We can massage this. But, yeah, I think that's why Jakob Johnson ends up
But it signals Nick Chubb. There is some concern
without question
about Nick Chubb. I was looking at some stuff from some of the doctors and orthopedists I follow regarding Nick Chubb. And it could be anything from, well, maybe nothing. I mean, maybe he'll be back to a week, 2 weeks, depending on the severity of his rib injury or whatever his torso injury is. So that's why I'm saying this might be bigger than you think. If Nick Chubb is out and you got Cody Schrader on the 53, he's going to be a guy that you could turn to. And that means you got Woody Marks, Dario Gumbawale, and Cody Schrader. I don't know how that makes you feel, but it doesn't make me feel great.
Oh, no, it doesn't make me feel great. And I see you on the YouTube page making note of the fact that Cody Schrader was a beast at Mizzou.
He was.
I agree. He was really fun to see. Mm-hmm. To this point, he has not gotten, a chance at this level to really run the ball. The tough part about it is you need guys that you can depend on, right? You've got guys in theory that you could hand the football to. In Dara Gumbawale. Mm-hmm. In theory, you can hand the football to him. In fact, you did it in this past game,
yeah.
And it went pretty well. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the blocking that gave him an opportunity and churning them legs, getting a touchdown. You could hand the ball to British Brooks, yeah, in theory. There's even a question of, what does that say about Jawar Jordan on the practice squad,
mm-hmm,
and the possibility of him being elevated? Because it feels like he rarely, even in his seasons here, rarely gets an opportunity to actually apply his trade in a real way.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I think that all of that points to the idea that you have guys in theory, but I don't know that you have guys in practice. And so even with this move, mm-hmm, where you have more bodies, I don't know that you have real actual answers to a question that's clearly been mounting. As you see Woody Marks carry the ball 26 times in this football game.
Right.
After he had to leave, you know, he left the game and came back last week, mm-hmm, dealing with an injury. You saw him leave the field at one point during this game. It
looked like a different kind of injury.
Yeah, a different kind, yeah, of thing that he was dealing with. And with him just like carrying so much of the load, mm-hmm, as admittedly a guy that is tough, and I will sing the praises of him being tough, but is not necessarily built like a guy that, yeah, you just batter into the opposing team.
Right.
They battered him into the opposing team, mm-hmm, with a team that running back wise you don't have a lot of depth on. This is kind of a building crisis for the Texans.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's where I was going. I called it significant. I'm not going to say, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. But let's keep this in mind. This is a team, and you will hear from D'Amico Ryans today talking about this. We're going to run the ball. He kind of echoed what we've been talking about. I know I've said it, you know, about they don't care. 1 yard, 2 yards, 1 yard, 1 yard, 5 yards, whatever. They're just going to keep running the ball. You'll hear from him talking about that. They're going to run the ball. They're not going to, you know, stray away from that. So my question is, how do you approach it? Again, Schrader is on the 53-man roster. Who knows where he's going to end up, you know, on Sunday, but he's on the roster. So how do they approach this? Because I'm with you. I think they're going to lean heavily, even more so, on Woody Marks. But then what? You know, then what do you do?
Well, and man, the thing that is scary about leaning heavily on Woody Marks is I know that I've done a lot of the he clearly can take, yeah, it. He can handle the responsibility of that role.
Mm-hmm.
But for how long is the question? Because, I mean, I don't want to traffic too much in the little guy gets hurt type thing, because, yeah, I think that we try and quote-unquote common sense it, and it goes contrary and counter to, mm-hmm, what actual evidence shows. Like, big guys get hurt too. It's the, yeah, car crash sport, as you know I like to call it. However, now especially that it is very clear you are going to make the playoffs unless you do some mm-hmm, real scary stuff down, yeah, the stretch. You got four more football games where this has been established as the way that you kind of do things.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 20 carries a game for him there? And then what is left in the tank, mm-hmm, with him being, a soldier and everything for the next, hopefully, four games in the postseason, right? Like, this is something that you have to consider when you're giving him 26 carries. Hell, I went and looked at it because I was curious.
Yeah.
26 carries. Do you know how many games Joe Mixon, mm-hmm, last year, and obviously Joe Mixon missing is a big thing in this year, but
and
Joe Mixon last
dude.
Year, right? Joe Mixon who was the bell cow, mm-hmm, last year, and it was like, oh man, he's a workhorse the, yeah, way that they're giving them. Do you know how many times he ran or he had more than 26 carries last year?
How many?
Single solitary time, which was week one, yeah, against the Colts.
Oh, that Colts game, yeah.
Where it was just like, yo, mm-hmm, feed him the rock and absolutely, tickle the tonsils.
Well,
what's up, Andrew? But like, that's Joe Mixon that we were talking about, yeah, last year. And, yeah, you have Woody Marks now doing that late in the season. And it feels like, I don't know how much reprieve he's going to get because Nick Chubb is dealing with that rib injury. Mm-hmm. And clearly, to the degree that you needed to bring in somebody else in Cody Schrader. Cody Schrader hasn't had much experience in the NFL. Do they trust him to jump in mm-hmm. in a new system immediately and go and tote the rock? We'll see. Is Darrell Ogunbowale going to get more opportunities, or are they going to lean more on Willie Marks? Are they going to bring up like, these are all questions that I have. And honestly, the thing that I think is probably a reasonable thing is to find someone else to share this. Yeah. The thing that I think that they might do is just keep giving Woody Marks the ball.
Well, this is where I'm going to sound crass and insensitive, but when it comes to running backs, the NFL traditionally is crass and insensitive.
Sure.
I don't care. Run him. You know, I know it sounds awful, but at this point, he's your best option. He's your best running back. We'll worry about the long-term effect or whatever later. And you know this is true.
Sure.
Just run him 20, 25 times because I don't like – I like that option better than the other options until I see maybe Schrader, you know, do something. Or we know what Ogunbowale can do. I don't think they have a lot of confidence in British Brooks. And Nick Chubb is injured. Until that whole dynamic changes, hey, Woody Marks, you're carrying the ball.
And – I hear you on the longer scale because I do think that the callous way of looking at things is one of the – it's the reason why it persists in the NFL is because, hey, man, you're paying for this dude very minimal on a rookie deal, and this running back position is one that is takes a toll on the guys that are actually doing the job. And so you get the yards out of them early before you really have to pay for the carry, so to say. That's kind of the expression. On the YouTube page, why is Reggie sounding super alarmed? Things are fine. Here's the thing, right? I think that you could see a potential breakdown within this season, at which point you're not doing the, oh, it's fine, we'll figure this out later.
No, though that is a possibility. He's hurt.
That's a this year type thing, right? Like he's hurting for sure, right? I know that players talk about there's a difference between hurt and injured, right? And he's just playing hurt or whatever, or hurting or what have you. But at what point does that become problematic? And I think that you need to think in a longer scale, longer term thing. But the problem is, and the reason why I'm sounding super alarmed, to get back to the comment on the YouTube page, is this is all necessary to get them over the hump, right? It would be one thing if it was like, oh, we got room to spare and so we can dial this back so that, you know, oh, Woody Marks not having to go 3 yards in a cloud of dust at the end. We can do without that.
Mm-hmm.
Did it look like you could do without that? I don't know if necessary. Now, of course, you've got a few games, at least two games against teams that do not feel like
that's
that
the
same,
good news.
That don't feel like that same kind of challenge that you've had the last few weeks. However, the way that this offense operates, I'm still not certain that you can just do without Woody Marks toting a whole bunch of the load right now. And that's the reason why this pops up for me in my mind. And I go, is this an impending crisis for them in the running back room? Or is this going to be one of those things that's just kind of a little bit of an alarm, but you can go ahead and push through it?
I'll say it. You miss Damian Pierce? You miss Damian Pierce?
I'm sure they probably kind of do.
Yeah.
I mean, Damian Pierce.
A little bit, right?
I guess a little bit.
Just because of the style? No.
Does he not fit in the bucket of these other dudes that you technically have bodies for? But I don't know if actually answers the question.
But just in this situation right now.
Right.
Like, you would like to have maybe somebody be a backup to Woody Marks that's not Dare.
Give him 4 carries. And look, it's not going to happen. But what I'm saying is he knew the system. You knew what you were going to get. It wasn't always going to be great. It is interesting. You say kind of a burgeoning crisis. I think the reason that you're not overstating that, and to the texter's point, have you not seen how this Texans offense operates? Have you not heard D'Amico Ryans? They're going to run the ball, Reggie. They're going to run the ball. I think he said on the coach's show, and again, we'll hear that, 30 times. He goes, that's perfect. You know, he said, that's what we want to do. 30 times. Well, they're going to run the ball 30 times, you know, and Woody Marks, I say just put him out there for 25 of them, 26 of them.
I think the other thing to be worried about is, you know, would Woody Marks go down, not for game or anything like that, but because he went out not that long ago, but he came back.
No, that's the worry.
Yeah, once he go down, then it's the Dare game at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's one of the things that I'm looking at. There's a couple of, like, secondary things that show up here, which I think a lot of people on the text line, again, 713-572-4610, making mention of Joe Mixon. And we haven't gotten any additional updates. I imagine if you're going to get Joe Mixon back by the end of the season, now is about the time when you need to see him being activated for the practice window and ramping himself up. And I ain't heard anything just yet.
Well, the latest update was Nick Caserio on these very airwaves saying, yeah, remember when I said 3 or 4 weeks? Yeah, that wasn't it. So he kicked the can down the road.
Yeah, we might as well just get rid of that, man. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not holding my breath on no Joe Mixon return this year.
No, that's where I have been. But especially with the playoffs, like, if you get Joe Mixon back for the playoffs, I wouldn't be upset. It's just, hey, the time is ticking down even there to get him ramped up and ready to play. And on top of that, I think you made an interesting note, which is Jakob Johnson, who has been released, had a particular role on this team that you might be losing, at least in the short term. I think he still probably returns to this team. But in the short term, you're losing that role. And what's that?
Yeah, the Stover push. The Red Rover Stover. I'm going to stick with that. But Jakob Johnson and British Brooks were the guys that did the push, and they did a really good job. It was largely successful. So that's another interesting thing, how you're going
to
play that.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how they handle this. It's not existential, I don't think, but it is something that we absolutely need to watch, because that move, I think, told us a little bit something about what they're dealing with depth-wise, and you've put a lot on Woody Marks at this moment. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I want to talk about the Houston Rockets. They haven't played since Saturday. They won't play until Thursday, thanks to NBA Cup stuff happening. However, I think with only two back-to-backs thus far in the season, probably the lowest of any team in the NBA, they already seem to be having a little bit of a problem. Let's talk about this next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.